We certainly hadn't tried for it, and I was scared. Scared of how this was going to stretch us beyond capacity when our lives were already so full. Welcome Sadie, our miracle girl number three. She brings us joy in ways we never thought possible. She is more than we'd ever asked for, and that is an incredible gift. Navigating all of this in my 30s was difficult, especially when I had no idea what God had up his sleeve. I cannot fathom a 90-year-old woman giving birth. Neither could Abraham. But God wasn't through with Abraham yet. Not long after the above conversation, Abraham had three visitors, one of whom was the Lord. Abraham asked servants to prepare food. In the meantime, Abraham returned to the tent where the visitors were waiting, and the following conversation took place. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There, in the tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh." Genesis 18:9-15. I used to think Sarah was insane for having the audacity to laugh at something the Lord had said, and then lie about it. Now, however, I realize that my perspective is one that developed thousands of years after the fact. I know all about Isaac and the nation of Israel.